Welcome to the Newsbusters podcast with the executive editor of Newsbusters, your host, Tim Graham.
Hello and welcome to the Media Watchdog House. It is I, Tim Graham. I have returned from vacation with family and friends in the Midwest. It was great. My thanks to Curtis Houck and Nick Night Train Fonda Caro for ably filling in while I got my rest and relaxation. Nick noticed that on Sunday's Good Morning America, the ABC News crew, we'll put news in quotes, acted as the Democrat press release team over the brewing controversy in the Catholic Church. Yes, the U.S. Council of Catholic Bishops is merely having a discussion on whether some politicians can be denied communion for being in dramatic contradiction of church teachings on social issues, most obviously abortion. The Democrats can't have this, which means the media can't have this. We can't have Democratic politicians being worried about not looking devoutly religious. You know, 20 years ago, there were still people known as pro-life Democrats. They were often Democrats who were liberal on everything else, but they represented Catholic strongholds in cities like Buffalo or Chicago or Cleveland. Even socialist Dennis Kucinich was one of these. The last one was Daniel Lipinski in Chicago, who was defeated in a primary in 2020 after 8 terms in Congress. And before that, his dad, Bill Lipinski, held that seat. They were Catholic, pro-life Democrats, and they had to be defeated. He was replaced by Marie Newman, who is a classic network-pleasing ultra-liberal. Democrats, Catholic and not Catholic, from Joe Biden to Dick Gephardt, have tended to abandon their opposition to abortion when they decided they wanted to run for president. It was one thing to represent one district in the House or one state in the Senate. It was different to run nationally in the Democratic electorate. You had to toe the line. In the last presidential cycle, the toe-tapping got even worse. Biden dropped every last shred of opposition to abortion, especially the Hyde Amendment that prohibits taxpayer funding of abortions. In other words, Biden is now favoring making his fellow Catholics pay for abortions, which they see as a grave evil. But to ABC, this story was all about how the Democrats felt about this internal Catholic Church debate. Anchorman Dan Harris promised, quote, much more on the backlash, unquote, from Catholic Democrats. They wrote a letter, a pile of them, Catholic Democrats getting all angry. Get a load of weekend White House reporter slash Biden publicist Mary Alice Parks.
The president made clear he's not planning to change his routine in the face of this debate among American Catholic bishops. We saw him going to Mass yesterday like he does almost every week in his hometown parish of St. Joseph's there in Wilmington. You see him. But this weekend, we've seen swift reaction, especially among Democrats coming to the president's defense. We saw 60 Catholic Democratic members of Congress writing a letter defending the president, urging bishops not to go down this road. California Congressman Ted Lieu, he took to Twitter and he called the bishops hypocrites. He pointed to Catholic Republicans who publicly support the death penalty, for example. And he said, why are they not being signaled out? So big picture, Dan, a lot of finger pointing and accusations about whether all of this is just steeped in partisan politics.
What Mary Alice really means is that the Catholic bishops are engaging in partisan politics. It's somehow not partisan politics for the Democrats to tell Catholic bishops how to run their church in a way that doesn't embarrass Democrats. ABC didn't include all of Ted Lieu's trash talk. He went on Twitter and said He's for contraception. He's for abortion. He's for infertility treatments. Well, I would probably include surrogate motherhood and all these sorts of things the church opposes. A lot of times when you seek infertility, you create a bunch of eggs, you freeze them, and then later you can destroy them. Sometimes those eggs can be used in scientific research and be destroyed. Lou's also in favor of the right to divorce and the right to, quote, same-sex marriage, unquote. Then he says, I dare you to deprive me of communion. None of this is what devout Catholics do. I would never, as a Catholic member of the church, dare a priest to deny me communion. That is not the way you should approach a sacrament. It's not something you treat as a grave political protest. But that's what Ted Lieu is doing because he has 1.6 million followers on Twitter and he wants to get on MSNBC. Kyle Drennan noted that last week, CBS reporter Ed O'Keefe highlighted San Diego Bishop Robert McElroy, who wrote last month that, quote, weaponizing the Eucharist will bring the terrible partisan divisions that have plagued our nation into the very act of worship. I can't stand the way people overuse the word weaponizing. You could just as easily say Biden, by constantly having himself pictured going to Mass, is weaponizing his church membership. Look at my rosary beads. I go to Mass. Take a picture. That's somehow not bringing partisanship or politics into the very act of worship. CBS then noted that polls show church membership has steadily declined over the years, and they bring in an expert, Catholic University's Kurt Martens, who's from Belgium, who says the public debate over Biden's faith could be harmful. Martens said, if you single out a president or any Catholic politician, you're blowing up bridges. Suddenly, this is the bridge on the River Kwai or something. These bridges are metaphorical. The unborn victims in the womb are not metaphorical. And don't try this church membership's declining because the church is too strict business. The liberal churches, the Episcopalians, the Evangelical Lutherans, the Unitarians, they've watered down everything, and their membership is declining. Because the obvious thing is you've decided that religion is bunk or that God is for jokers, then you're not going to go to church anymore. They've watered down doctrine so much. What's the difference between going to a Unitarian service and going to a Democrat rally? The newspapers also came rushing to Biden's aid on this communion question. The New York Times had the headline, In Rift with Biden, a dramatic show of force by a conservative Catholic movement. Notice here that Biden's not a liberal or a progressive, but he's opposed by a conservative movement. This is very much what liberal newspapers love to do. They describe conservatives accurately as conservatives many, many, many times, and they characterize liberals as just people, just the right people. Actually, I should say, the reporter here, reporters, actually begin with some labeling. It begins, Pope Francis and President Biden, both liberals, are the two most high-profile Roman Catholics in the world. But in the United States, neither of these men is determining the direction of the Catholic Church. It is now a conservative movement that decides how the Catholic Church asserts its power in America. I'd say that that's still unclear. For one, the Catholics do want to believe, even in the United States, that the Pope is the head of the church. But there are certain matters of church discipline where churches are, in certain countries can decide how they're going to run things. I mean, there's obviously been controversy in how the Pope or previous popes have handled the issue of the Catholic Church in China. The communists in China want there to be a state-approved church. The real Catholic Church has to go underground. That's certainly not what we want in America. It's still early. The bishops have to have a two-thirds vote on whatever it is that they're going to decide on whether to deny communion to Democratic politicians or maybe people who run Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. I mean, there ought to be a line drawn there somewhere, but these people don't want any line drawn because they want to pretend you can be a churchy Catholic and a leftist Democrat at the same time. The New York Times also ran what they now call a guest essay by former Congressman Tom Perriello of Virginia. He now works for the so-called Open Society projects of George Soros. The Times headline was, "The Bishops Betray a Faithful President." Perriello literally wrote that Biden was more Catholic than the bishops. Quote, "Instead of asking whether they think President Biden is worthy of communion from them, I pray that they ask what they must do to rebuild the moral authority that would have them offering communion to any of us." Now, I can understand if you want to say, for example, this is the hot thing on Twitter, bishops in the Catholic Church did not have a good record in some dioceses on child sexual abuse in the church, and they would move the abusers from parish to parish. And they can say, these were the people who should have been denied communion. Not just denied communion, but denied what priests and bishop have, which is the power to create communion, to do transubstantiation on the altar. That would be a grave matter. That would be an argument to have. But this is, guess what? The Democrats weaponizing a past scandal in the church. If you look at the problem with child sexual abuse by clergy in the United States now, that is a largely problem in the past. But they don't want to tell you that. That's another story they really don't want to do. Then there's the Washington Post, where reporter Matt Visor almost made Mary Alex Parks over at ABC look objective. Matt Visor should probably just be called Matt Advertiser. That's how pro-Biden he is. The online headline was, "Biden, deeply Catholic president, finds himself at odds with many U.S. bishops." This is the whole myth. Biden, deeply Catholic president. He goes to mass. He's got his rosary. That just by doing the actions, going through the motions of Catholicism, makes you deeply Catholic. I don't think that's the way they would think if, let's say, for example, you were a white supremacist and you went to mass every week with your rosary beads. Would that make you a good Christian? I don't think the New York Times or the Washington Post would say you are. But somehow, for them, Biden just has to show up with a rosary in his hand. Matt Visor, the advertiser, started his article with these words. "There was a time when President Biden could have been Father Joe. For long stretches of his childhood, as he was educated by nuns in Catholic schools, Biden considered entering the priesthood, eventually convinced by his mother to try college first. After his wife and daughter were killed in a car accident in 1972, he later recounted, the newly elected senator met with a local bishop to discuss a dispensation that would have allowed him to become a priest. Biden is arguably the most observant president in decades, and his faith is a core part of his identity. He rarely misses mass. He crosses himself in public. He quotes scripture. He cites hymns. And he clutches rosary beads ahead of key decisions." Can you see what a pile of glop this is? I mean, for me, personally, I get a little tired of this. You always know it's a very pro-Biden article where they drag out, "After his wife and daughter were killed in 1972. That is tragic, but the way that it seems to come up like every other day in Biden articles, it shows you they're going for the emotional all the time. They're always trying to pack a wallop to the point that it gets kind of gross. But this whole idea that somehow Biden is the most observant religious president in decades, I mean, it insults Jimmy Carter. It insults George W. Bush. We've been through this. This is kind of what they do. But they wanted to make this whole point that somehow Biden is now caught in what they call an explosive disagreement. They use adjectives like explosive when they don't like the way a discussion is going. We'll have more after this.
MRC-store.com.
Pro-gun, pro-life, pro-God, and pro-America? Welcome to the Pro Shop.
MRC-store.com.
T-shirts, hoodies, goodies, and much more.
MRC-store.com.
The only store that always offers conservatives more.
That's MRC-store.com.
Log on, log in, and help the Media Research Center while shopping for great gear today.
MRC-store.com.
Okay, we're back. I should note, this whole devout Catholic Biden routine isn't new. It's just not for Biden. It's with the Kennedys. It was with John Kerry. On July 16, 2004, in the Washington Post, a young reporter known as Jim Vandehei, who later created Politico and Axios.com, Jim Vandehei wrote an article titled, Kerry keeps his faith in reserve. This is Matt Visor, the advertiser stuff all over again. It began, John F. Kerry, a lifelong Roman Catholic, carries in his briefcase an unmarked manila folder stuffed full of religion articles, scriptures, personal reflections, and a sermon the Democrat has been fine-tuning since the early 1980s. Okay, so he's been carrying around for 20 years a sermon he's been fine-tuning. Well, look, Catholics, the priests deliver the sermons, and maybe the deacons can deliver the sermons, but the laymen don't deliver the sermons, unless you're talking about a speech you might give in an event somewhere, maybe a Catholic dinner somewhere, but certainly not in church. You use the word sermon, people think of church. Back to Jim Vandehei. In the latest iteration of this sermon, Kerry borrows the words of James, reputed brother of Jesus, to condemn President Bush's leadership. It is not enough, my brother, to say that you have faith when there are no deeds, Kerry told thousands of African-American Christians gathered in Indianapolis earlier this month for the annual convention of the AME Church. I think this sounds a little bit like weaponizing the scriptures, don't you? George Bush says he has faith, but he doesn't have deeds. That seems to be judgy. At least Biden had one wife at a time. John Kerry got divorced from his first wife, Julia Thorne, in 1988. Then he married Teresa Hines in May 1995 in a civil ceremony. He never pursued an annulment of his first marriage with the Catholic Church until a year and a half after his second marriage began. In May of 1997, Kerry publicly joked about his quest for an annulment within the church on the Don Imus radio show. Kerry joked 75% of all annulments in the world take place in the United States, and the figure drops to 50% if you take out all Massachusetts politicians. Take, for example, Congressman Joseph Kennedy Jr., whose annulment was controversial. That's because his wife Sheila didn't take it lying down. She fought it tooth and nail at the Vatican level for 10 years and wrote a book called Shattered Faith, about how the church in Massachusetts was far too willing to help Joe Kennedy get divorced in a politically convenient way. She was so forceful, the Vatican actually reversed their official decision in 2007. Didn't change Kennedy Jr.'s marriage any in the eyes of politics. Anyway, this is interesting because over here at Newsbusters, Alex Christie blogged for us about a segment on Anderson Cooper 360 on the communion controversy. The guests included Father James Martin, who is an energetically pro-LGBTQ priest and activist. That makes him the perfect Anderson Cooper guest on a Catholic topic, and also former Congressman Joseph Kennedy III, the son of Joseph Jr. and Sheila Kennedy. They didn't discuss the Kennedy annulment. Instead, Kennedy III complained,
"It is odd when you compare the devotion of President Biden to his faith with the behavior of former President Trump and the lack of a peep of criticism from the Conference of Catholic Bishops with regards to President Trump's behavior in office individually or his policies. And so it seems to create a pretty robust double standard whereby you end up targeting Democratic politicians."
There's one big problem with this analysis. The liberal Catholic magazine called America, where Father Martin is an editor at large, as Cooper noted on CNN, they found 30 press releases in 2019 and 2020 on pro-life issues, basically supportive of Trump. They also found, on the other hand, 35 press releases trashing Trump's stances on immigration and refugees. As they said, in 22 press releases on immigrants and another 13 on refugees, the bishops attacked the administration's policies as, quote, misguided and untenable, unacceptable, appalling, devastating, very concerning, heartbreaking, unlawful and inhumane, terrible, callous, disturbing, and finally, contrary to American and Christian values. But somehow, Joseph Kennedy III thinks the bishops never said anything about Trump's office, you know, behavior. Father Martin, we should say, did gently correct Kennedy, not directly, by noting the bishops were outspoken on the immigration issues under Trump. That's only fair. Those are the facts. But what most national journalists miss here is the internal church business at hand and the notion of scandalizing the Catholic faithful by confusing everyone about what devout Catholicism actually is. On ABC's The View, Meghan McCain shocked us a bit. After all, the Bidens and the McCains have been pretty tight. But Scott Whitlock wrote for us about how Meghan raised the notion of grave spiritual harm to President Biden.
I know the women on this show disagree with me, but as far as I'm concerned, abortion is murder, and that means the government funding of killing of the unborn, and we have to, as pro-lifers, fight for the rights of the unborn. And that is a doctrine that's as old as the Catholic Church itself. So he has to choose, if his official stance, by the way, is he's politically opposed or personally opposed to abortion, but doesn't feel that he had the right to impose this view on the rest of the country. And it just, for someone who claims to be pro-life, I never understand this argument. It's like saying, I'm personally opposed to murder, but if you want to murder a little bit, it's fine because it's not my problem. It doesn't register with me. I don't get it. So it's ultimately up to the church, but he's walking a very fine line here. And ultimately, all of these issues are literally life and death for Catholics, for devout Christians, and he's going to have to ultimately talk to his creator when the time comes, as we all do, and reconcile his politics with his personal faith. And I believe that he's doing grave spiritual harm to himself and harm to this country.
There it is. It's implied there that Biden's soul is endangered. That's where the secular left really boils over, that you could say someone may go to hell. That is not something we should do because that's God's business. But the liberals and the Democrats are fine with that, like when Ted Kennedy joked at a gay rights dinner that Jesse Helms was already in hell after he had died. That's fine, but not when you say it about Democrats. Meghan McCain here is underlining a theological point, a biblical point. 1 Corinthians 27 talks about eating the body of Christ unworthily, that it may harm you with God. That point is almost never mentioned because it would make excommunication sound charitable instead of vicious. This is the way that the politicians and the media approach religion, and that is, religion is good if it helps the liberals, and religion is bad when it's used by the conservatives. The double standard is always there They are always going to tout Democrats as religious. They're always going to despair when Republicans say things that are religious. It's a Democrat thing. It's not just a Catholic thing. The media did this for the Clintons. They did this for Barack Obama, too. Oh, that his faith advisor sent him daily Bible verses on his phone, blah, blah, blah. They want to have their cake and eat it, too. America, let's face it, has gotten less and less religious. And the Democratic base has gotten more and more hostile to religion. They're not for religious freedom anymore. They're for things like, let's remove the tax exemptions from these awful churches. They're getting to a point where they're going to wage a war on religion. And the whole time, the liberal media is going to pretend that Joe Biden's a devout Catholic. They want to try and have it both ways. They want the Democrats to be able to still reach voters who attend church or still have some emotional connection to the church. They're going to let the Democrats pretend that they're churchy. They're going to tout that the Democrats are churchy when it comes to their issues. We should all care about the poor. We should all care about refugees. We should all care about young babies. We should care about unborn babies. All of that is there in terms of the notion of Christian charity. But our reporters tend to really stink when describing what goes on inside a religion. And that's where they need to be corrected. They need to actually explore their own biases and their own blind spots. And if you want to know more about that, that's why you come to Newsbusters. Once, twice, 24 times a day if you can handle it. Thanks for listening.